3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Dying? Oh, God.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are mystery meat related.
Ink?
I don't know.
Ink?
No, mystery meat. Mystery meat. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It is you truly, BKS. And if you guys don't know what BKS is, that means I'm the best kept secret going on today in the entertainment world. And I'm finally not dying anymore. That whole intro was a mess.
It was a whole thing. But before we do that, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
And it's a special podcast because this is the first podcast that we're doing in 2024. And I feel like it was just yesterday when you made the joke nonstop that I got 2020 vision.
Yeah, well, it's that classic thing of like 2020, blink, and it's like 4 years, a whole pandemic.
It's the blip.
A whole lot of stuff.
It's the blip.
Honestly, the script writers were cooking that up. That is definitely the thing. But so far, I must say, my 2024 script ain't starting off the right way. I gotta tell you.
We made the joke off air saying it's been like a year since we haven't seen each other. It's been a whole week. Last time we saw each other was last year. And it was crazy. Right. You know, I went to California. You're like, again, after I went 6 months prior. But
this guy.
Your reaction was the best when I said, oh, yeah, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to Cali. And you're like, didn't you just go 6 months ago? I'm like, yeah. But the main reason I left, because I wanted to leave the cold and the snow. And then to find out while I was there, it was like 60 degrees here in New York. And
You brought it with you.
And then when I came back, it snowed this past that weekend. And I'm like, I can't catch a break. I left because of the snow. I didn't want to deal with it.
Just stay far away. Just stay out there.
You know what?
Maybe that's what it's telling you.
I'm going to pack my bags. I still have my backpack that I haven't even unpacked yet. I'm going to just bring it back to California and just stay there.
You are a horrible travel person. Everyone knows the rule. When you get back to your house, like as soon as you touch down at your house, first thing you do, unpack your luggage.
Absolutely.
You don't even sit. You don't even do anything like that. You don't go through your bag of goodies that you got. You take your suitcase, you unpack it. Put away any clean clothes if you are so like adept to make like laundry. You don't make laundry, you do laundry. But that's what you do. First thing.
I'm glad you mentioned that because after a long trip and coming back with your suitcase, it has the same rules as doing your laundry. You don't take your clothes out of the laundry bag and put it on your bed and fold it and put it away. You keep it in that bag, or you just throw it on your bed and you let it sit there for a couple of days until you feel like, you know what, all right, now I'll move my stuff into my dresser.
We're not addressing what is just off screen. Might be a pile of laundry. But there's a difference between luggage and a pile of laundry.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's a different topic for a different day. But I'm going to end it here by saying you're a hypocrite, saying that the first thing you do is unload your suitcase after a trip. First thing you should do is unload your hamper of laundry and folding it and putting it away.
I folded it. It's folded. It's just not put it away. That's it. I'm just missing that last step.
Where is the trouble with it? You have it folded. All you got to do is pick it up and put it somewhere else.
I have a method, and I'm going to share it for everybody in case you want to level up your experience in life, in case you're just on the lower level where clearly you exist. I have a wardrobe. I have a bunch of shirts, like jeans, whatever's in that pile, miscellaneous items, except socks and underwear. That goes straight in the drawer because you need to organize your life. Are those Levi's, Wranglers? What are they?
American Eagle? I don't know.
This guy, American Eagle. Anyway,
I got it from American Eagle. I don't know what kind of brand they are.
It's American Eagle. I like to have my shirts that I've worn over there. The only reason why I do this is so I avoid re-wearing the same shirt over and over. Because I'm a person where if I find a hoodie or if I find a jacket or if I find whatever, I wear it and I wear it and I wear it. I just keep wearing it. It's like, you know that meme where it's like dudes, whatever, like it's fall and they get out that one hoodie? That's me. I will live in it. I live it. I don't even have to get dressed from the waist down, yet I'm putting on
So, so you're
shorts.
saying
I
so you're
live in shorts
so you're
all
saying you're not
year.
so all you're saying is that you're not wearing pants right now.
I'm not going to disclose that, but probably.
My question is, before we go, are you the type of person, so say if you go to sleep, right? And you have your nice, you have your t-shirts and you have your PJs. The next night, are you wearing that same exact shirt and PJ, or are you putting, are you wearing something new and putting that shirt into the hamper?
All right, so now I don't know if this is going to be too much information. Don't worry, I sleep with some clothes
KKCP.
on. I sleep with some clothes on. I'm strictly a shorts kind of guy, you know? Shorts, that's it. No socks in bed. If you wear socks in bed, you're kind of weird, and I don't trust
You
you.
only wear socks when you're having sex. That's all it is.
You gotta get the grip. You wear the hospital socks
Yeah.
that
No,
you
but
know you're on the floor, the hardwood floor.
so you say you don't wear a shirt, but the shorts or the PJs you're wearing, are you wearing that on the next night?
No, well, this is why I'm just an optimal person. If there was a word to describe me in 2024, it's optimal because
I wouldn't say that, but okay.
give or take in some areas. I wear my shorts that I'm going to wear to the gym the next day to bed. So
All
that
right.
way I get up, roll out of bed, and you wonder why I get up so early in the morning. It's because everything is robotic. I have my gym bag packed, everything, don't need to think about it. I got everything in there and I got my shorts on. The only thing I got to put on is my gym shirt and that's it. And I'm out the door. So I'm prepared.
Either you may say you're prepared. Some might just say you're just plain lazy at the end of the day.
I mean, give or take, yes. But the true fact of the matter is, I'm saving time, which is always important. And whenever you wake up in the morning, you're not all there. So I personally just forget things if they're not just there within reach or whatever. So I get it, go, and it's easy. It's easy. It's quick.
Quick, no, once again, you call it quick. I just call it lazy. But the reach is on. It's 2024. I'm not judging anyone besides you.
Optimal.
No,
Optimal.
laziness. That's the word you're looking for. Laziness, not obstacles. It's laziness.
It's
Anyway,
optimal.
we just went on a tangent. It's the first podcast of 2024, folks. It wouldn't be a Kate Dunphy podcast if we didn't do a rant this long. But anyway, Kate, do you know the topic I have for you today?
No, I don't, and I'm kind of, I mean, I'm not indifferent, but like, I don't know. You've been hyping this up. It better live up to expectations because I've built the bar pretty high now.
This podcast could have just been closed for because that's literally what we ran on a tangent for the past 10 minutes.
I could go. We could do this. This is how it goes, man. Once you talk about my routine, it gets going.
See, people wondering how we get topics solved. Literally, it's just us rambling, and we're like, "Oh, that'd be a good topic. We'll just put that down, put that pen in that." But anyway, you said something in the beginning of the podcast, which was kind of, it was a nice segue, I would say. A nice tee up to what it was. You said mystery meat, right? A mystery whatever.
Okay.
I said
Okay.
mystery ink and you're like mystery meat, right? Remember
So
that.
you were trying to guide me somewhere.
No, I apparently it worked. I'm not even conscious to think that, but anyway, you would say you're a great chef, right? Or would you say you're okay chef?
I would say okay, but there are moments where I even surprise myself.
Would your friends say you're a great chef? Would they be like, "Oh, yo, what's K cooking today?"
Yeah, I would say. The amount of responses I get to my Snap stories whenever I post my
No,
meals.
I mean like phone eating wise, eating wise.
Oh, like actual customers. Yes, I've gotten good reviews. I'd say
All right.
solid 8 out of 10, maybe
I
9.
mean, you say you enjoy your own food.
Yeah, I
All
eat
right.
it every day. I'm a robot.
Out of everyone you know, from your mom to your friends, who would you say that you enjoy the food the most? Would you say you out of like I'm putting you out here, being, would you say you enjoy your mom's food more, your friends' food more, or your food your own?
I would say my friend's food, only for the fact I'm the one who cooks practically every meal in this house, if it's like family related. So like ever since I became like old enough to start cooking, I just did it.
10 years old, got it.
Yeah, they got me working, man.
So you would say if you had a choice,
Yeah.
you enjoy your friends' foods. Like
Yes.
Yeah. And then so okay, imagine this. Your friend's cooking your food, right? It's you at this point you know it's gonna be good. No matter what they're making, it's gonna be good. Knowing what your friend's making, would you eat a human foot if you know that friend is cooking it and you know he knows how to cook great? Would you eat a human foot? And the fact that you know it.
You know it's a human foot.
You know it's a human foot, but you're like, yo, my boy knows how to cook up. You know, he's a master on the grill. I'm going to try it. He hasn't missed yet.
No. You know,
it's like, imagine that purple foot from Courage the Cowardly Dog when Hugh Stitch becomes that little thing and that whole thing. Yeah, imagine that. But you know your friend, no matter what you throw at him, he's cooking something good on the grill. And the fact that it's a human foot, would you eat it?
I'm going to say no.
You wouldn't eat it.
Only for the fact. Okay.
I gotta give credit where credit's due. Shout out to my friend Montana. She's the one who actually mentioned this in Discord while I was in California. It's 8 o'clock at night.
Gave me a heart attack. I thought you said she was the one who actually cooked the foot. I was about to say, Montana, stay far away. Don't come nowhere near where we're at.
Everyone in the call at that time said absolutely not. Once again, shout out to our other friend Tony, because he's a master chef. But she was like, you guys wouldn't do it? And I'm like, it's 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, where do you get this idea from to be like, hey, yo, guys, would you try a foot if our friend Tony made it? It's so, go ahead. I wanted to give that credit out before we went on.
Now, this is where the slope starts to become a little slippery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me knowing what it is, of course, I would be like, no. Did I tell you that story about creme brulee? How it makes me gag every time I think about it. I feel like
you have, but for the listeners, retell that story.
Long story short, I'll save you the time. I got food poisoning, and that was my first experience with food poisoning ever. Like, never had it before. I always thought it was a myth, like flat earthers, you know, all that stuff. Anyway.
So okay, is a flat earther.
Creme brulee is my flat earth. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I got the food poisoning, and my association with the sickness translated to the texture in my mouth I had whenever I ate creme brulee. You know, like how it's not glossy. I don't know what the word is. Caramelized? Yeah. Sugar.
Creamy.
But like the crust. There's a crust. That's what it is. There's a crust on top. It's like pudding underneath. I love pudding. But yeah, creme brulee. You can be my pudding. Thought of it.
You can be my pudding.
Of course. Creme brulee just makes me sick. This instance, it's kind of like, I don't know what it is. Like, let's just say I don't know it's a foot. I'll eat it. But knowing it's a foot, knowing where it's been or...
No, it's a clean foot. It's the chef, your friend, cleaned it. It is FDA approved.
Is it like one of those... you adopt an animal and they send you like the little stuffed animal? But like, you know its name... It's story. You know whose foot it belongs to. Like,
I do you one better. You know which human's foot it is.
You know it's human. Do
you
I
know,
get
you
to...
know his life story? You know his name is Tom. He grew up in Alabama.
So it's not even like a good person's foot. It's just some random dude.
No, but the foot is clean though. That's the thing. Like,
don't know. No, I can't do that.
You said if it's a good person's foot, you know that your buddy who's cooking it is gonna make this taste the best kind of meat you will ever have.
No, knowing what it is, no. But I was gonna say, like, if you hide it, like you make like a meat sauce out of it and put it. Oh, I said sauce, like this. That's the New York in me. Dang. Anyway, I caught myself. If you put it in a meat sauce and you do spaghetti or whatever you want to do. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
I wouldn't know. Hey.
No, but wait, here's the thing.
Like, I think it's knowing what it is. I wouldn't do it.
I mean, like, so I was the same way like that when I found out when people were eating rabbits. I'm like, oh, I would never eat a rabbit. That's, you know, that's Bugs Bunny right there. I tried rabbit once and that was fucking the most delicious meat I ever have. But so it's like, so you're not going to be like,
I'm a toddler.
Jeffrey Dahmer liked it enough. That man was a cannibal.
Well, this relates to it's Hannibal, the show, and it's basically this situation. The guy Hannibal Lecter, I don't know if you know the serial killer or whatever this story.
My dad. Okay, go on.
So he makes these expensive looking dinners with human parts. And he serves them to his dates, and they don't know. So it's kind of like that situation where I don't want to be the date.
No, but I'm not trying to eat a foot. But what happens if it's like the most delicious thing? Like, when I was younger, my dad and my mom used to give me, I think it was cow, like a cow heart or whatever. And they used to cook it up. And like, I ate it. And for me, at least, it tasted, like, no matter how much my mom cooked it, it always tasted raw to me. Yeah. Always tasted raw. My brother loved it, my mom loved it, and all that. So you're telling me, knowing that your best friend or whoever your master chef is going to be like, yo, bro, I got this great meat. Don't freak out. It's a human foot, but, you know, it's all clean. I'm going to chop it up. I'm going to serve it up like a Ratatouille style from that movie. And you're telling me, no matter how good it looks, like, it doesn't resemble a foot anymore. It looks like a regular meat. You're not touching that. You're not eating it.
No, it's the mental block with, like, the creme brulee. It's like, I know what it is. I'm not...
You close your eyes at that point. You close your eyes and you're like, oh, I'll try one piece of it. I'm like, for me, I'll try something. But if it's, like, a smell and I feel it, I'm going to gag. I'm like, nope, I can't do it. But so you won't even touch it. You won't even, knowing the fact that you know it's a human foot, you're going to be like,
No, I'm going to take the high road here and not be a cannibal. And, you know... Just that,
that's,
my life.
That's okay. Okay, that's okay. It's not because if it's gonna taste bad or whatever, he does not want to be a cannibal.
Yeah, I have standards.
Well, what happened if it's not considered cannibal though? And this
it is though. No, you're eating a person.
No, but it's a dead person. A cannibal is eating somebody that's alive.
No, it's not. That's what the normal cannibal is. You just eat yourself, like.
I mean, lions fight over each other and eat themselves. So, like, what's the difference?
They're cannibals.
Yeah. Well, we're from the same branch.
I don't know where you're trying to get. You're not helping. You're digging yourself a deeper hole, my friend. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to be a cannibal. That's what it is.
What if it was an animal?
Just like any animal.
Or a shark or...
I'll eat any animal.
Oh, any animal's foot.
I'll eat any animal.
Then what's the difference between a human named Tom?
Because it's a human. It's a human. I
that's a shark.
I personally think you can't. There is a restaurant though that does this. I think they
give you human food.
They actually knowingly, willingly, like you sign a waiver and everything, and they serve you human like meat. I think this is a thing, and I'm gonna look this up, and I'm gonna end up on some list by the government.
Name of that restaurant? Look that up right now for me. That'd be great.
What do I type in?
Human where to eat human
meat restaurant?
The first thing. Do you mean Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, it's gonna be like my whole computer shuts down.
The podcast just ends. But no, you guys let us know. Let us know on Instagram, at official underscore DJ Aim and also what is it? It's K underscore on air. Is that your Instagram? I should
know. Kalo on air. Oh my god.
He's going down the rabbit hole, folks. But yeah, you let us know.
No, this is a place.
Give me the name.
It's called The Cannibal. That's what it's called.
No, there's no shot. Pass me the link. There's no shot it's called The Cannibal.
I can't tell if this is real or not.
Pass the link. I'll do some investigation. No shot that there's a place called The Cannibal. And that's its name.
That's what it's called. How much?
Yo, what?
Open daily for lunch and dinner. Entrees are $14 to $40. All right, call me crazy, but $14 to $40 for...
There's a place called The Cannibal in NYC. Is that...
I think that's what this is.
It's permanently closed. It has 4.3 stars, which is insane.
Yeah, so all the sickos go there.
I mean, I can't... Well, why can't I go there?
Yeah, New York City restaurant becomes the first to get licensed to serve human flesh.
How do you go about that? Be like, hey, so I got an idea. We're going to serve food, but instead of food, it's human people food.
He's been fighting for his cannibal ordinance laws for over 10 years.
Why?
And he was given the green light after he promised that the meal would be used only to come from people who had donated their bodies to his restaurant.
Oh my. This is why I don't.
This might be something you're interested in since you're so invested in this.
The fact that I can't look at the food. I'm looking at the food menus right now. Oh God, I'm looking at the pictures.
I'm just thinking it's going to be like a cartoon where it's like you're sitting at your table. You've played Sons of the Forest, right?
No, I have not played Sons of the Forest.
Oh, okay.
I know you're going to eat people.
Well, yeah. Well, so like in the game, you can cut up the cannibals, oddly enough, and you get like their limbs. So like you get an arm or a leg and you can eat it. So this is what I'm thinking. It's just he slaps an arm down on your table. And it's like, that's your food.
So wait, is every food that's on the menu a piece of something that donated it?
Yeah, people donated their...
So a ribeye, that's somebody's ribs.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. No, why did it close? It's fucking...
Probably because it was a cannibal restaurant?
No, but it's got 4.3 stars!
I mean, hey.
Well, now look at the reviews. Let's read the reviews. Great I'm going to read one of them. Great beer selection with good food pairings. I had a burger and a bone marrow, which I had bone marrow. Bone marrow is actually really good. Burger was good, not great. While the bone marrow was excellent, man knows his taste. It's a little pricey and service can be slow. Yeah, because they're cutting a human body in the kitchen. But when it's busy, but enjoy my time here, would go back. The ribeye looked excellent, but it takes 45 minutes to cook. As they do for a few of other main dishes. So make sure to plan accordingly if you're interested in those items.
Nice.
Like, all these reviews are like so... Like, tell me, are you looking at the pictures right now?
I'm looking to make sure this is a real thing. Because like I personally cannot believe this is the thing. But also this is like a place where like those high-end weirdos that have a lot of money go to. To just say they did it.
The portions are small. The pig head was crispy with flavor sauce, but it was all fat. If you like fat, you should try it.
Well, that's a pig's head. So yeah. I think the restaurant we found called The Cannibal is different from the one I just read off. Because I looked at it and it mentioned real food. Like I don't know, quail eggs and stuff like that. So I don't know. This is untapped stuff. I'd rather leave.
I mean, this is almost as the same place where the restaurant will insult you as they deliver the food. Have you heard about this restaurant?
I've seen videos of people going to that restaurant, and I think they did like a food challenge there. I could not pay, no matter how entertaining it is, to go to a restaurant just to get roasted. It's like, where do you find enjoyment? In that, I'm sure it's like a haha, whatever thing. But like, I don't think I can willingly spend my money to know that I'm gonna go there and get harassed. It might be a one time thing. It's not It's not something I go back to.
I feel like this. I wish I had this job as a teenager, because like you knew me right when I started college and how I would insult everybody who came my way. I was a menace, straight up. I was a menace, and people who you came across from my high school would always say, "He's an asshole. He's a dick." So can you imagine me working this at restaurant making fun of somebody?
Well, when you're out in Cali, I think it's in Vegas. Go to Vegas real quick, Mr. Big Baller.
No, that's why I lose all my money. I don't go to Vegas. You go to Vegas, you live in Vegas. You don't come.
You gotta spend money to make money.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I actually dug in more into this. I said, "Read my credit card. God, I hope no one sees us." What was I gonna say? It is the place that we found, the one I was reading off. It is that human licensed food. So it is the one that we found that we're talking about.
I just want to know the process to get that license. Like, what do you got to say to these people? Like, hey, got an idea. Hear me out. It's gonna be crazy. But people donate their bodies and we cook them. Here's some spare ribs. There you go. I just don't get it. I do not understand what is the allure, or what person that should be more telling. The customers, the client list, and people are talking about lists all the time nowadays. But like, what people are going there? Yeah, what people are going there?
Wait, I'm wondering. So I found something. I think this is the one you found. Let me just read. So the person, Darcy, says that he has been fighting cannibal audience law for over 10 years. Yeah, this is literally the thing you read. If I'm not I want to read more into it. Hold on. So you wouldn't eat, no matter how the hype is. Your friends say, "Yo, okay, we just had date night at this restaurant. It's really good." You wouldn't, knowing the fact that you asked them, "What do they serve?" And they say human donated food. You wouldn't do it.
No. I would want to know who that person is, and I will never talk to them again.
The person who they ate, or the person that went to the restaurant? So I don't think
person that went to the restaurant.
Have you seen the recent episodes of Rick and Morty, this new season?
I have not.
But funny enough, there's an episode where Rick and Morty go to this planet, and whenever people die, they make the best inside their body. They have pasta. So Rick and Morty would go to somebody who's dying, cut their body in half, and get the pasta, and they would eat it.
Fair enough.
You do that, knowing that it's the best pasta you ever eat, and this person's dead, but if you cut them up, they make the best pasta in the world.
See, now that's kind of like...
Because that's the same thing. That's literally the same thing.
What if they're already dead? What if I just like come across a body? And I'm like, I wonder what pasta...
And you open it, and you're like, oh, I wonder what a human body looks like on this
planet. It's like a Kinder Egg. So you get those little toys inside. I can go for some, like, penne alvaca, fettuccine alfredo.
And then what's the difference between eating a human rib?
Because you're not eating the human. You're eating the pasta within.
You're eating the rib that's inside the person.
Sounds like a motivational Italian quote. The pasta within.
K's next TED Talk. Pasta within.
The pasta within with your sauce. No, because like the pasta is inside the person, the orifice.
The rib is inside the person.
But I'm only eating the pasta. I'm not eating the ribs.
No, the pasta is inside the person.
But I'm not eating the ribs.
You're still eating what's inside of them. That's exactly the same thing.
But it's pasta.
What?
This is like a Kinder Egg. I told you. It's like a Kinder Egg.
They made the pasta.
The pasta is the toy inside. The pasta is the toy inside.
The rib is also the toy inside.
But I'm not eating the ribs. It's just holding.
You're eating the pasta. That's the same thing.
When you make ramen, do you eat the cup that you cook the noodles in?
No, that's bootleg ramen.
Exactly. Well, don't get started with your anime talk. Don't get started with your anime talk.
No,
I'm telling you, you don't eat the cup. The cup is simply the orifice in which the ramen exists.
No, the cup is the pasta. The cup is the human vessel holding the ramen. The human is the vessel for the pasta and the rib and all the other meats.
I'm not eating the other meat. I'm just going for the pasta. I'm going to like pick.
That's just no. That's literally the same thing.
I'm like a vulture.
No, because if there was no pasta, then the ribs are the same thing.
I don't know. I think you're lost. Have you eaten the ramen cups before? Are you confused?
No, I don't eat bad ramen food.
I used to live off that stuff. Yeah, they used to be.
You were a college kid. Every college kid did.
No, I did this in high school. Shoot, I was on it before it became popular.
See, I ate the high class ramen that didn't need no cup.
Yeah, look at you with your. You got eggs on there too. Those little swirly things.
No, I don't fuck with eggs. I take the eggs right off.
Oh, this guy, you're missing out, man.
Nah, dude. The fact that you're saying that you'll eat a human pasta, but you won't eat the ribs. It's just like, that's a little tomato and tomato. The exact same thing.
No, it's not. Because if you're telling me right now you're stuffed with fettuccine Alfredo, like from Olive Garden, we might need to have some conversations.
I have yet to go to Olive Garden. It's like eating in a private kitchen of a stereotypical Italian, man, is what I was been told.
No, it's just Americanized Italian food. It's just subvert expectations. Just expect. It's like the processed stuff. That's what it is. And you know what? I'm here for it.
You know what? I feel like I'm going to go call the chef from Cannibal and be like, hey, it's my boy's birthday. He's coming up in 6 months. Can you open up your restaurant for one time only? I won't even tell you. Bring you out to the NYC, treat you to a nice ribeye steak, and you wouldn't even know.
You know, if you hide it, if you don't tell me.
But then what happens if I tell you at the end, as you're like halfway enjoying it, you're like, well, this is the best ribeye I ever had.
I think at that point, I'm too far gone. I got to accept fate.
And still continue to be like, oh, fuck it.
I'm just a realist. I'm a realist. I accept my fate.
My God. You know what else we can accept, Kev?
What can we accept?
More episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast coming in 2024.
Of course, you can expect more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by my one and only.
What up, guys? This has been BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Yep.